Good morning. Welcome back. This is the Investment Advisor Hour. Hi, I'm Greg Hadle, your host. Thanks for joining us this morning. And this show is sponsored by Hadle Financial Advisors. For over 35 years, Hadle Financial Advisors has been helping people just like you listening with their overall investment planning, their retirement planning, and their business planning concepts. And that's what today is about, is business planning concepts. So look, if you're a business owner, if you have a partial owner in a business, or you're a sole proprietor, you're a corporation, it doesn't matter how you're structured. You're a C-Corp, an S-Corp, you're an LLC, you're going to want to stay tuned. And hopefully you can listen to the entire show. If you can't, just remember our phone number, because you may have questions about how we can help you as a business owner. 913-825-2626. So, in fact, my business partner, Sean, is here on in the station with us today. And we're going to outline some ideas that can help you as a business owner. And one thing in particular, Sean, is the fact that a lot of business owners need what's called a buy-sell agreement. That's an agreement that says, okay, one of the business partners is no longer here, and what do we do about that? Well, I want you to think about a couple of things for before we get started here. And the fact is, the majority of business owners have the majority of their net worth tied back into businesses. It's into their own company. And why is that? Because they know that that's what's providing all their income. In other words, when they have extra money, they plow it right back into more inventory, more machines, more equipment, more employees, more trucks, bigger companies, and they're expanding. And that's what drives them and makes them successful. And so it's imperative that you have something set up that's going to help you get the full and fair value out of your business, and it's going to help you avoid some potential problems or conflicts. And one of the potential conflicts that a lot of business owners have, Sean, is the fact that their partner dies, okay? All of a sudden, they're in partnership with what? Their partner's spouse, okay? Their partner's widow. And majority of the time, when I talk to business owners, I say, look, I get along with my partner, but the last thing on earth I want is to be in business with his or her wife. I don't want to be in partnership with that spouse because they married him, not me, and I'm getting along with my buddy and my partner, but I sure as heck don't want her as a partner. Well, by default, what happens is they become the new partner. And so what are some of the problems associated with this, Sean, and what can business owners do about it?
Well, Greg, one of the big problems with not having this type of agreement set forth is one of the big things that you think of right off the bat is the value of the business.
Right.
Right? So, you know, you and I, you know, as business partners, know what the business is worth. Somebody that comes in from outside, if I wasn't here, if whatever, you know, business maybe that we're in, that person may come in and say, well, that business isn't worth $1 million. It's worth $5 million.
Right.
And really, all that the spouse knows or the beneficiaries know is that husband or wife or mom or dad, they were bringing home $100,000 or $200,000 a year.
Or $500,000.
Or $500,000 or maybe $1 million. You're right.
And the first thing they ask is, where's my $500,000 this year?
Right. And you know, so a lot of times people don't understand your business. They don't understand the value and what it's worth. So basically, what a buy-sell agreement is going to do for you, and by the way, a buy-sell agreement can be made really between anybody that you would want to take over your business.
Right.
You know, maybe it's your business partner. Maybe it's your daughter. Maybe it's your son. Maybe it's a brother or sister. It doesn't matter who it is. You want to have this agreement set up upfront, and basically what it means is that your beneficiaries, no matter who that is, if it's your spouse or your kids, they will receive a pre-negotiated full and fair value for your company should anything ever happen to you.
Well, and isn't that what you would want? In other words, instead of leaving it to random chance, which is typically what happens, wouldn't you want to make sure that you could negotiate right now while you're here and alive that your family's going to get what you call full and fair value, Sean? And more importantly, that you as a remaining partner, say that I died and you're still here, at what value do you determine my half of the business? Wouldn't you want to negotiate that while both of you are alive and here to negotiate that instead of leaving it up to who? Leaving it up to my widow's new boyfriend's attorney. You know, it sounds far-fetched, but the partner passes away, time has gone by, and she's moved on with her life, and all of a sudden, what do you have? You have some blue sky there. All of a sudden, somebody's attorney, they start talking, and they go, hey, I wouldn't take that. You deserve more than that. Why? Your former husband, before he died, he invested his whole life into that. He's 20, 30 years into there. You deserve more. Next thing you know, you got attorneys talking to you.
Well, that's why, Greg, when we put these plans together, they are, you know, pre-negotiate the value. And now, you know, look, you're not going to put this plan together and die the next day. It might be 4 or 5 years, maybe 10 years, hopefully never. But if it's 5 years down the road, you know, we look at these plans on an annual or every couple year basis and say, okay, what's changed? Is the company more valuable? Has ownership changed between you and your partner? Are there different percentage of ownerships? You know, sometimes, Greg, I work with a lot of businesses that have multiple owners. Sometimes there's 3, 4, up to 5 different owners in this partnership or corporation. So there's different types of agreements that you can put together. You can do it between the owners, between the owners and the corporation. But look, one of the big things that we see, I'll just kind of run through an example, is say, for example, you've got a business and they're bringing in $1 million a year, and that business is valued at $5 million.
Okay,
just making up numbers. And you got two partners. One of your partners dies, okay? What's going to happen? Well, that partner's widow or whoever beneficiaries are going to come to them and say, we know this business is worth $500,000.
$5 million.
We want our $2.5 million.
Right.
We don't want any part of the business. We just want the money. So my question to you as a surviving business owner, how do you come up with that? Where do you get $2.5 million?
Well, I'll tell you where you get it. There's one of three places, Sean. One of them is you go to the bank and borrow $2.5 million. And so what did that cost you? It cost you the $2.5 million plus the interest that the bank charged. What's the second place they could get it? Would be out of their revenues. Okay, so they're continuing to pay $2.5 million is paid out. That's a significant amount of money.
Well, Greg, over 10 years, I mean, you're talking $250,000 to $300,000 a year with interest out of your revenues. Many businesses could potentially collapse under an additional expense like that.
Right.
And so, you know, there's a third way, and this is what we do with a lot of our clients, is it's not only, I think, a better way, Greg, but a lot cheaper way to provide that $2.5 million to their business owners' beneficiaries, and now you're 100% owning the business. What we found out is that tax-wise, it's much better for you. This third way, it's much cheaper to have this plan, and it gives you the revenue or the assets or the capital up front to buy your partner out. And we've not only done this for so many people, but we've seen it play out and actually work through this situation of a business owner dying.
And so there's the blessing of having an insurance contract that guarantees you're going to get $2.5 million tax-free. And if it's set up right, it can be tax-free. If it's set up right, it can be guaranteed by the insurance company. And if it's set up right, you can pay significantly less in premiums than you would ever put into that $2.5 million. And the bottom line is, Sean and I are independent advisors. We don't work for insurance companies. Our goal is to shop and get you the best of things available so that, God forbid, if your partner dies, you're not in business with your partner's widow. That's the last thing you want, or your partner's children. All of a sudden, the children or the widow come knocking at your door and saying, Fred's been dead for a while. Where's his income? Where's his paycheck? All of a sudden, they want to look at your checkbook. They want to look inside the company. And then you have issues because you didn't have this prearranged. It wasn't agreed upon up front. And that's what we do as independent advisors, is we help you come to an agreement. We work with teams of attorneys and CPAs to make sure that this thing is well orchestrated so that you're protected. You don't want to have to go to the bank and borrow $2.5 million. And the last thing you want is to be typically in business with your partner's widow or your partner's heirs. So if you have questions about your own structure and how it's set up, that's what we do. 913-825-2626. That's 825-2626. And Sean, there are so many, it's such a complex thing that happens, because there are some business owners that say, look, if I died, I'd want my children, or I do want my wife as a partner, or hey, I want this other key employee or my nephew to buy me out. So look, there's a lot of different ways to structure this, but the most imperative thing is to make sure it's up to date. And what Principal Financial Group found out is that only 6% of all the businesses out there have a current and fair valuation that's been up to date. That means 94% of all the businesses are typically not valued properly, and they're not structured properly, and that leads to problems.
Well, Greg, you know, and it leads to not only problems today, but it leads to problems down the road. Because, like I said, a lot of these things that haven't been done, these aren't things that are going to go away, right? You know, there's
right.
If you got a business partner, if he or she dies, if you haven't done this planning before that, you've got even a bigger problem on your hands.
Because you're still going to do the, you're face this problem, but now you're trying to negotiate something after the fact, and your former business partner's not there to throw his 2 cents in and say, no, it's not worth 10 or 20 million. My half's only worth 5 million.
Right. And so that's where you get, you know, some a lot of disconnect. You want to make sure that you do this planning before something happens. And it's no different, really, Greg, than the retirement planning that we do for individuals out there. As you head into retirement, we're going to help you plan for the unknown. You know, what are some things that could be thrown at your retirement? We talk about that all the time on our show. But with your business, it's the same way. What if you, you know, lost your business partner or you yourself, maybe you're the only owner. What do you want to happen to your business when you're not here? And we're used to doing this planning. This is part of what we do, Greg, day in and day out when we work with individuals and partners out there that own their own business. And look, if you want to sit down, talk to us and figure out how a buy-sell arrangement could work for your company, what's the most effective way to structure it? What type of agreement should you have? If you have at least $500,000 or more in sales of your company, we're going to help you put this together at absolutely no cost. So give us a call now, 913-825-2626.
Sean, there's a lot of questions that business owners have, and it begins with what their goals are. In other words, what do you want as an owner? You own your own company. You become an angel and you die tomorrow. Do you want your children or your relatives? You want them to continue to run company? Are they even capable? In other words, does your son or daughter have all the skills and talents that's necessary to keep this company going the way you wanted it to? Or do they need a partner, a third person to come in? And do they even want to continue themselves? Is that really their lifelong goal? I've seen dads and parents that wanted this, but all of a sudden the children don't. And then what about your other children? In other words, say you have multiple children and you have one or two that want to continue to run the business. But you have child number three or child number four that says, I don't want anything to do with the business. We have a lot of farmers that are that way, Sean. And they say, you know, our sons are continuing to farm, but our daughters have since moved on and married, and they moved actually out of the area. They want nothing to do with farming, or they want nothing to do with this company. How do you make sure that they're treated fairly? These are issues and things that we work with as independent financial advisors. I've been doing this 35 years, and I have seen the difference between families and companies that have done the planning and the companies that have done no planning. And I can tell you this difference is night and day. It is dramatic. And we're going to talk about real life stories of examples of corporations and companies like you that have done strategic planning that help them have a better retirement and a better plan overall to structure their business so that, God forbid, if one of them, the partners, dies or becomes disabled, that their funds are taken care of so that they can continue.
You know, Greg, really because of this planning that we've done for many companies right here in the Kansas City area, there are a few of them that are still in business because we've done this planning. That wouldn't have otherwise been. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that coming out to the break. We're also going to talk about what happens when you have a key employee that's running the day-to-day operations of your business. How can you make sure that that employee stays with you, doesn't leave, and become your competitor? We're going to talk about that after the commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Investment Advisor on Talk 980. We'll be back right after this commercial break.